Mishinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. And you shall teach these words of Torah sharply, diligently, successfully. V'dibarta bam, you shall speak of them. So Rashi explains, v'dibarta bam shleyeh ika diburcha labam. The main thing that you speak about is this. Some ikka, valtasam tuffel, make these words of Torah, the main thing, and don't make them secondary. And clearly, vishinantam lavanecha is connected for vidibartabam. You shall teach these words of Torah to your students, to your children. How do you do it? How does one achieve the successful level of education of Vishinantam Lavanecha, to be able to teach in a sharp, succinct way, in a manner that will penetrate the hearts and the minds of the student and the child? Vishinantam is not just the imparting of information. Rather, it's doing so in such a manner and a fashion that will not just bring a person to knowing the information themselves, but rather to bring them to a desire to learn from themselves, to immerse themselves in a world of learning. So how does one do that? V'dibarta bam. They see what's important to you. They see what you speak about. They see about what occupies your mind. V'dibarta bam is when they see that you're learning, that you're growing. But what's important to you is Limudat Torah. They see you steiging. They see you investing. They see what's your Iker Dibur. What are the things that you talk about? What are the things that are important to you? Children have an uncanny way of picking up what's important to their parents. Students notice very quickly what's important to their teacher, what's motivating them, what's getting them going, what excites them, where's their passion, where their passions lie. Children pick up on their parents' passions. So Vishinantam Lavanecha V'dibarta Bam isn't as simple as, well, you should teach them to your children through speaking about these words of Torah. Of course, you can't teach that which they can't learn, that which they do not hear. You have to communicate. But it's a much deeper level of communication. They can see what your Iker Dibur is. What's the most important thing to you? They can see what's occupying your heart and your mind. And that makes far more of a roshan. That makes far more of an impact than just simple words. Just parroting words, just saying things because they need to be said. There's an investment, there's an involvement in these words of Torah. They live in an environment of Torah where they see that their parents, where they see that their students, they see that their teachers care about this deeply and passionately, are invested in it, are involved in it. That makes the greatest impact possible. It's teaching by example. Children, students are incredibly perceptive. And it's up to us to be the best possible role models.